I had requested Peter Paul to request you to go through the... I'm aware that you all received the documents last night. Some of you, I think, this morning. And I made a request that perhaps you should take the first 30 minutes to go through the documents so that we familiarize ourselves with the, especially the report, the Northwest report, because it's about 15, 16 pages. The Western Cape report is not that much. At least that one is 2 minutes reading. But then we also have the minutes. But I thought we should start with the report and then have a little bit of a break, and then we can then dispose of the minutes. Do you have an apology?
The one that we received during the program this morning is Mr. P.J. Atkinson, who only got on his flight to Johannesburg this morning and will be arriving a bit later.
Okay. I guess we should take that because as per the House Chair's instruction and the Speaker, I guess, we should be starting our meeting at 11 next time. Specifically because most members attend to their constituencies on Monday, I mean constituency responsibilities on Monday, and then they board their flights in the morning of Tuesday morning. So hence we've been given that liberty to start at 11. So, because we need everyone who was here, Mr. Atkinson was part of the delegation to Northwest and to the Western Cape, Nema Zimbi? She hasn't said anything. Okay, she normally nowadays travels on Tuesday, so we're hoping that she goes on her way. So I don't know if members still need some time or you've gone through the report. Are you okay? Should you continue? Or you still need some time? Talk to me, please. That's okay.
Thank you very much, Chair. Chair, my request would be to say that perhaps Peter Paul should indicate to us the page numbers and so on, where these editions are located, so that as we look at the document, we look specifically at those editions and not at the entire document. Thank you.
I'm not sure what edition specifically, and this is an entirely new document. This is a report, an oversight report to Northwest. And we have another one, oversight report to the Western Cape. If you recall, you went to K9 and you also went to Sheraton in the Western Cape. And then Northwest, you went on a tour on the tourism business tour, where we visited Madikwe and all those B&Bs and so forth. So that is the report. Thank you. So should you, do you still need some time to go through the report? Does that mean that? Babu, can you?
You have
read the report. Okay, all of us. I want to be sure. This is our report pad. Okay. The understanding is clear. Okay, thank you. Should I say page one? Okay, we're on page one, or you need more time? I can see numbers already.
Yeah.
It means you need more time. Can we go until quarter to maybe? Okay.
To change our place, we didn't have to find them back. I arrive alive.
Yes. We're happy that you arrived alive. Were you with Martin de Perret? No?
No.
We are on page 4 of the report. The oversight report to the Northwest. Page 5. I guess this is as per the information given. This member took notes and you find that this ours is in the Francisco. If you recall when I joined you the day after. So if you recall there's something that perhaps you feel doesn't tally with your notes, it's good that you're attention. Otherwise, we will take it back to the university as a provider. Can you still on page 5, page 6? You got this again?
Thank you, Chief. Just a small grammar thing. Page 5.
Page 5?
Yeah. Still on page 5. This is a schedule on the one fantasy hotel from the book. Third line. Staff should change from STUFF to staff of human beings.
So the third paragraph on page 605 in the picture.
Page 5. Under 5.1, third line.
Third line, not paragraph. Okay. Including service provider staff. go by. That's what my kids always say. That stuff, you know. You understand that stuff. And you know, we don't know the stuff. We never know what it's up for. Tell us what the stuff is. We were born after this. I mean, before this stuff. So we don't understand. We'll correct that. Okay. Can we go to page 6?
On page 6, fourth line, there are two spans there, spans.
Yeah.
Because it's the past tense, it should be spans. The one in the corner and the one towards the end of the fourth line.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That is very important. Otherwise, are we comfortable with page 6?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, now go to page 7.
Thank you very much. I just need clarity here, and I may be wrong, I may not be understanding the logic between, behind the sentence. The third bullet from the bottom. The third bullet from the bottom. There is a need to consider for alternative fingers. Do we need the four there? I can't remember. Is this in Itaewon Cultural Museum the same one where we were given information that there is a protest of some sort, there is a conflict between the community and the royal family there because some money has disappeared and all of that, and everything has been suspended by the provincial or national government.
until the issues resolved. This is the same area.
No, you don't discuss it.
So, Mr. Rukhani, you know what Peter wants to
say? He's trying to find, to make a collection, so that's why I'm allowing him to do that.
When we were at that cultural precinct, during the briefing check, if I'm not mistaken, we were informed that there's a conflict that has been going on in that community between the people and the relevant chief, who had since been suspended, and the people were saying that they want Botswana. We could not understand why they wanted Botswana to send another chief there. But the issue was that they were not happy with the investment. There was a country that suspended even... Or the chair was not there.
I think it was. Not it was.
Tourism is about economic development.
economic development is for the people. Now, if there is such a major conflict in that area, it scatters all the plans. And I thought we should just have a line or two that indicates that there is instability in that community due to, you know.
But I think I'm thinking along those lines, but it's not a trend, my brother. I thought it was worth mentioning, because if national government has resources, even the payment of staff and so on, and it means it's a big deal in that area, and it affects development.
Okay. That's a suggestion from the system. That's it.
I just glanced through the report now and just saw there's something that's missing out of it. When we did our first oversight visit to Sun City, I asked the people of Sun City about the local airport. And they didn't really, they kind of said, oh, well, the sites weren't coming in anymore. And then I spoke to the content advisor. And I did my own oversight visit to Pilanesberg Airport, which is right next to Sun City. And it's been closed. And apparently there's a land claim on the runway, and there's some issues around the airport. But it actually has a major economic significance in the area, because that was the way tourists would be arriving in Sun City, that people get from Cape Town into Sun City Airport. And it also has effect on the platform mining industry as well, because you know, you have people flying in from head offices and everything to come and deal with the platform mining thing. So it's not a good thing that airport's closed, and I spoke to some content advisor about it. And they said that they'd actually do some further look into it. And I also asked a parliamentary question when I came back from the visit about exactly what was going on. And the parliamentary question implied that they're trying to refurbish a runway, or they're trying to deal with the land claim on the runway, or whatever. But I really do think it needs to be mentioned in the report, because you know, as much as all these spaces we went to have an impact, the fact that the main airport in the area has been closed, that in itself will have a major effect on the economy of the area. It's going to make it more difficult for people to get there, it's going to make it more difficult for senior officials to come up to the mines and all that sort of thing. So I don't think it's something we actually can't mention in this report. I think it's something that should be added in here.
Yes, while I agree with you on the issues that you are raising and you see under recommendations and observations that do appear, but I thought right now we're on page 9, dealing with intervals culturalism. And that's where we please park whatever that you have, the input that you've made now to the later stage when you're dealing with it. Otherwise, are we done with 5.4? There was a suggestion by the DCM that we made mention of the issue around the instability or the relations between the community and the Bakata Bakafela cultural village. Yes. Okay. But maybe because afterwards I did go to that area and I was told that there's a team that is being set up by the both municipality and the provincial committee that is dealing with the relations. It includes the Sun City, because it also it emanates actually from the Sun City issue. Bakata Bakafela, the community there. So the team is a broader team in the whole area that involves the community. So they are trying to resolve this particular matter. And when I was there around January, they were dealing with that particular. Actually, the issues were quite advanced. I'm not too sure how are we going to deal with the blender. Should we say, for instance, when we deal with it in the report? I'm not sure. I'm trying to check how are we going to approach it in the report, looking at the objectives, our objectives. How are we going to really approach that particular matter in terms of the relations between the community without really going at length about the issues of bribery and all those things? But the issue itself is emanates from somewhere, up to the way it was, where they were telling us. I just didn't want us to get to all those challenges that are there, but to really focus on why we were there. Mentally?
Thank you, Chair. I think it needs to be there. I understand the objective, but you also need to say in some of the observations that are there, or in some of the information that came there. Because when people raise issues, they raise issues expecting solutions from us. They heard that the leaders are from Parliament. Now, because of that, there's an issue. So we also need to capture it only, not a long sentence, but capture it in such a way that it was brought to us. The knowledge we knew, although there was no immediate solution on it. Otherwise, it will be like we only want to see the good, and we don't want to deal with the negative, because it's part of the challenges that came out. I would suggest that can just be a sentence to say what, you know, occurred. Because it's not everywhere where there are those.
So where do we put to that? Because I want the approach. The approach into the, because it should be appearing, yes, as part of our observation. But how do we put it in this particular, you know, area where we have it in such a way that it will indicate to the issues that they are mentioned about the relationship.
And that will be the
minute.
Thank you very much. My chair, I wish to say that we can just put it the matter on it very brief, but we refer the matter to Sister Kipariya, Special Affairs, because the same way we can translate. So we just put it in any part that we can. I think that's a better way.
You know, I want someone who's going to suggest a wedding.
From here. Because this is going to be captured also in the solution and the recommendation, for us to come to that recommendation. Is that this one?
Get
that just before we finish, so that we don't thank you, that for that. 5.5. Can we go to the next page, Ted? Manfulu? The continuation of that one question.
One of the observations I think that he's talking about is the criteria known to each of you and guidelines in terms of choice. Where the grading, because I did rate to say our tourism is being graded.
Thank you, sir. How are they doing grading? To say they are grading. It's not interested in terms of universal accessibility. They give guest houses stars and whatever. But when you get into those guest houses and home visits and some of the hotels, there's no universal accessibility. And I think I did raise it to say they must make sure in their grading, if they give you a 4-star or whatever star that grading they're doing, the house or whatever it is that is there, because it's for tourism, it includes everybody. It needs to have universal accessibility. Thanks, Manfulu. Where do we put that one? Do we put it under observation or do we put it here? Yeah, I think some of these issues really they need to go to observation because this just talks to the issues that we talked to what they told us, you know, they were pressing us on. Maybe we need to find a way of putting them here outside the observations. Because I thought when we get to the area of observation, that's where we're going to be dealing with all these issues. Because this is just a picture of what we saw there, what happened. And then when we come to our own observations, that's when we're going to be dealing with, you know, all these issues that we still need to be attended to. And then under recommendations, again, will be more specific now, who must do what and how. If you agree, mentally, should we do that? Thank you. On the Matuko 5.6, the big one.
Just before we go to the Matuko,
mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if under opposition you have asked what I'm going to mention here. Let's just notice in case it is there or it is not there, then we need to say something about it. You remember, Chair, that we had a problem when we visited those. Yeah, we got the impression that the operators there believe that outsiders work harder than the locals.
Yeah.
And the chief director as well from the tourism department made it very clear to us that look, South Africans are useless.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't work, once they get paid, blah blah blah. The chair tried to indicate the chief. That is not what should be happening. These businesses should also be creating jobs for local people. So I'm saying we need to capture some of the people. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's for both the homestay and the BNP. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of
foreigners.
But I think also the warrant part of that they use them will put the standard observation, I think.
We'll also put that under observation. If we do some, I think we will look at that here. Let's first deal with the 5.6. And then if we're done with 5.6, can we then proceed to the observation? Are we satisfied with the Magico and the Magico report? If you recall well here, I think it was the chief director responsible for the gaming board, if you remember well. Right? He could not answer most of the questions. Actually, I don't think he was able to answer any of our questions. While you were the director, reserve manager at the director level. But I expected at that level also to, if you are a reserve, game reserve manager, you really are managing the whole reserve and you must be too when it comes to issues related, overall issues. And if not, you'd have brought in all people responsible, whether it's human resource or whatever. But in their case, really, we had a manager who was not informed, really didn't know much about that game resource. Not only in as far as human resource issues are concerned, but also in as far as the very same shareholder contacting. He did not know anything about the concession. He just didn't understand what was going on, although he called himself a manager. So I had a suspicion that the person today wasn't really a manager. He was just put there for that particular day. He could not budge on anything, to be honest. So I don't know how I'm going to. Yes. Finally, I think suppose we get a report on this. Is this the one that you're waiting for much more? Yes. On Monday.
No, they never sent it.
They never sent it. So I expected that they were not going to get any report as promised. So that's a challenge that we had, and while Magico, the vision there is quite clear, but I don't think the engine to run the whole process is a good one, because if you look at the resorts, most of the resort owners are owners at the Kruger National Park, for instance. The local community, where the local community is involved, they really, there's nothing running much. And you can see even the lodges there, very cheap. Whereas the same ones in the Kruger Park, they run around 15,000 per night and so forth, 20,000 per night. So I think the business model of the lodges owned by the community, where the community is a majority shareholder, they're not really properly run, or the people who are managing that. So we need to, when we look at observations, also to look at such issues. Mindful, and then Mr. Atkinson, you come.
Chair, I think.
Did you raise your hand? Oh, okay, I thought you had to raise your hand.
Chair, I think on this issue today, also the community, someone, there was a subcutting running the lodge, because there was also social work. So, and the name of the person. So, whoever is running there, the community don't know exactly what they're doing. And that's where the challenge is. Because they don't know how much is being charged, but it's really special. So, they knew, they could have, even the plans that are given, you don't know if it's the truth or the lie. So there's no open, there's no transparency in the whole process.
Yeah, I think there's a lot that's not going okay there, except for the lodges that we could not access. I know most of them are well run, they owned privately, but I'm just worried about those that are community owned. We don't even know even those that are privately owned. When you ask questions, you could not get responses on. Because at least they have their own chartered flights landing around those ones. But this one, you saw how we had to drive around that area and so forth. I don't think there's more effort into making that community-owned area profitable and also enticing to both the local and also international tourists. So I think this is something that we need to, and it's unfortunate, the place is beautiful. It just needs to be well managed. That's all. Because the Magico, if you go further towards the Bona, you love the place in the way it's run. Unfortunately, that site is another thing. So I think we need to look into that as a recommendation. I mean, the committee that is coming, or even our sister committee, should. Okay. Observation. Do you have anything to say around leadership and governance? But members should also note that after our visit, there were cabinet changes. And a lot of also changes within the senior management. So not only in the tourism, but also in most of the departments.
But I'm saying as we deal with
this, we should also bear in mind that there will be kind of changes. Albeit that it's perhaps late to make further changes or impactful changes by those that have been put after us. If we agree with the leadership and governance statement there. Okay. So the observation I was talking to, it is there. Of the Magico leadership. But, I mean, the whole gaming board. Because gaming board is an entity on its own. On page 36.2.
I can just take an observation about 6.1. I think he's quite polite when he says there were challenges in the organisation. Because there really was a really strong feeling that actually had been very little, almost no organisation at all. Because when you arrived at Sun City, the people that saw us seemed to be surprised that we were there. And that seemed to be an issue throughout the trip, is that there didn't really seem to be much prior communication, basically. So by saying that there were challenges, there certainly were, and in fact it was quite a lot worse than that, I thought. But I think there's been very little organisation, which is an issue, because obviously a lot of money has been spent on the trip. You know, it costs a lot of money to us to go out there. And there was a sense of wasted opportunity.
Okay, wasted
opportunity,
and I'm saying
yeah.
I think we should have gathered more.
I think it could have been a far more fruitful visit if the people that meant to organize it actually had done their job. I think we could have got a lot more out of it. I think we had to dig deep to get the kind of information that we needed, and perhaps we missed that because the organization hadn't been there. So I don't think it was the fault of ours, I think it was the fault of the people that we that were planning the trip. And I think it could have been more effective if more time and effort had been put into the organization on the side of the Northwest Tourism Authority.
Yeah, I guess what we normally do, we go through the department, our department, their department. I mean the department that sometimes we go directly, sometimes when we experience challenges, our department does help. But then it's just unfortunate that you make this arrangement and then there's a collective understanding. Maybe, you know, people thought we just there to enjoy, I don't know. But upon realizing that we mean business, that's when they decided to do other things. So that was my impression, that initially there was a lot of enthusiasm on their part, you know, while we were still training and so forth. And then the next thing we are there, they are a bit dodgy, you know, there and there. Unfortunately, we were there on business. We are not there on leisure. Hence, we could do our work without a favor whatever. Page 13. You agree with the 161?
Yes, we
do. You do agree?
Especially the last three lines.
Okay. 6.3. Do you agree first with the heading? That is him.
Chair,
sorry, yes, that is him.
I think the heading there could be a little bit misleading. Because it can be perceived as suggesting that, you know, there is big, great progress there. You know, I remember that at the end of the whole thing, we had agreed that while there are these fantastic ideas, we could not see how they lead to the community. We could not, link the development to practical empowerment of ordinary people. So the manner in which it is captured here, it suggests that there's a lot of beneficiation that is going on there.
Yeah, I don't know whether
I should agree with you then, that it can, because in terms of the model itself, it is a good model, because if you look at most of the homestays and B&Bs that they have created, I think that's impactful. But the issue is what you raised also, that is it really benefiting an ordinary person on the ground? And they said they provide scholarships. We've seen the beneficiaries, but then are they able to go, you know, as far as we want them to go? I don't think that is happening. But I think it's something that we can debate. The model itself is a good one, but in practice, we don't think it's as effective as it sounds. But when you look at the stats are very convincing. Unfortunately, we didn't have time to go deeper just to verify, the stats that's provided to us. But if you go through the stats themselves, you'll see that they have really made, if you were to go back to the notes as given by the Royal Bus again, you'll realize that in terms of their role in that province, they've done a great a job. Because the road infrastructure, the stadium, the hotel that you're staying in, you can see that it's something that they have done and it's contributing towards the economy of the locality. The subsidiaries to the Royal Bafokeng company, the way they reported to us was quite impressive and commendable. We just needed to see, we've seen the people working there at the hotel. The issue was that the management itself, was it transformatory enough? Who are these people? Are they staying around? Because most of them are from Gauteng, which is near there, from Cape Town. So I think those are some of the questions that we could not even verify, but there are questions that you spoke to some of them that you're okay that you can. But those are issues that we need to discuss. We need to discuss, and unfortunately we did not have sufficient time to really go deeper. Even the people who were briefing us, meanwhile they were part of the executive, but we needed to have, the top structure to come and give us that kind of information and business. When we engaged them, they were a bit dodgy too. They were not able to give us what we needed. But in a fact, what they gave us, I would say it is a commendable model. The model doesn't mean the actual. It's just a model, but then as to whether it's implemented as it is, as it appears on the paper, that's something else. I was told of that this man is trying to motivate for the heading. Because I was thinking also replicating, if we were to replicate that model elsewhere and implement it as is, we will get a greater results for South Africa. But the issue is that model effectively implemented, or do they get sufficient support? Because even the stadium is no longer used as it wasn't anticipated. The shopping mall, you saw yourself, that they can't be built there, employing people, but are they really bringing what it's supposed to be bringing on? Those are the things that the sixth parliament perhaps needs to look into. Together helped by, of course, the local standing portfolio committee in the network, and also the local municipality. Because if we don't work together in unearthing this kind of issues, we won't be able to get anywhere. That's my view. As a chair, I'm using this just to try and explain certain issues, but I'm not trying to stop you from discussing. Okay, can you then say 6.3, after saying that, do you still agree with the topic, with the heading? Is it commendable? Is it a unique module? We don't agree. At least we had that in the Kutiana Tafina 3.
Who is the poster?
I just gave a contract with you. And
maybe we just need to say the model is by the
business model, no? Yeah. Led by the Royal Buffalo. Okay. I don't have a problem with that. Anyone? Mr. Atkinson?
I agree with you that it is difficult for us to say it's commendable and unique because we actually don't really know of all the models out there. So we can't say that as a fact. But, I mean, it is a unique model because there might well be other people doing something quite similar as well. But we should probably look for something that's just a bit more, because in a sense you're making a comment as well about saying it's commendable and unique.
This
is our position. Yeah. So we need to ask. Yeah.
What are you saying in essence?
I'm just trying to find a choice of words that it's obviously a good, it's a successful model that's been used by the Royal Bustin Nation. But I don't think we should use the word unique because we don't know whether it is unique or not. Okay.
Shouldn't we rather,
you know, perhaps use what the recommended word that was used?
Okay.
But we just speak to
the
model used by the Royal Bank, the economic model used by the Royal Bank.
Yeah.
Leave it to that. Okay. But then let's look at the content and under that. I don't think we should also lose sight of what Ida Kutlian was saying in terms of not necessarily he was the practicality, not the practicality. You mentioned a question mark whether it's really, you put a question mark whether it really touches or it is just inclusive as it is perpetual. Am I quoting you correctly, Dr. Mkhwanazi?
No.
Yeah. I think we need to put that, because these are observations. We could say, although this is what they say, but then we couldn't verify, you know, whether that was put by them. The other issue is the issue around the management, top management. Yes, it is noted. Do we agree, though, that it stands out as a great example of the effectiveness of meaningful public-private partnerships? Do we agree with that statement? I think I'm pointing you to all this because this is what we are saying. If you agree, it's fine. I'm trying to direct you to areas where I feel you could be, they could be debatable or you might not agree with. If you agree this is a good model, I mean the good triple P way of doing things, it's fine. Should we proceed? Let's proceed. Rural tourism. 6.4, potential for rural tourism as an empowerment tool for communities. Do you agree with the content today of? Okay. Six point five. Opportunities presented by the Madiko Game Reserve model. Do you agree? Here there's nothing we could do because really we did not have information. Can we go to recommendations, colleagues? Hold on. You all resort to this. What's happening?
Given that this is was an oversight visit by Committee of Parliament, international institution, maybe we should, in the recommendation, make reference, refer some of these things to the national departments, whether we say they work together with those provincial departments, because it has, in some way, assist us in terms of improving the cooperative governance. And also for the province not to say, oh, we are taking over our role, oversight role as the provincial legislature over our provincial department. So I'm suggesting that as a principle, maybe let's make a reference to those in the department where it is relevant.
Thank you very much. Yes, and I have put that. 7.1, where I said the minister to engage both Minister of Tourism and the MEC, because the minister has that coordinating role. And the Department of Commerce Development to lead the department in engaging on clearer plans for coordinated efforts in the area of economic tourism. Instead of just saying the MEC for tourism. If members agree, the 7.2 also, our Minister of Economic Development to engage both the Minister of Tourism and the MEC. To together engage the Department of Higher Education and Training. Blah 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 blah. Did you agree? Mr. Peterson?
In 7.1, I'm not sure what you mean by economic tourism.
Come again?
I'm not, in 7.1, the care plan, second line, well, 7.1 says the MEC for Tourism and Economic Development lead their departments in engaging on care plans coordinated events in the area of economic tourism. I'm not sure what you mean by that, by economic tourism.
Tourism is tourism, but we're focusing on the economy of you know, the economic aspects of that, of tourism.
Economic effects of tourism. Yeah.
Okay, no.
Economic tourism doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. If you agree, it's fine. The second one? that they can.
We had already constructed the, you know, the better formulation of words. I think Peter Paul and the content advisor that they captured that it will then appear in the final.
Okay, yeah. Where does the provincial department we just put? Because it's true, province is always here. It's here on its own. So we don't need to. Where we have separate powers and functions as defined by in the constitution. So we don't need to. We do cooperate, of course, using the relevant legislation. So, but in terms of functions and powers, for instance, tourism is also a provincial function, and the provinces have powers over tourism within their sphere. So, all what we need is to cooperate more than anything. So, this is to ensure that we cooperate. I want us to also deal with the Sun City issue, because Sun City is not only a provincial asset, it's also a national asset. And then due to the fact that it is also a national asset, and then we can then continue with the sentence. I'm not sure then. Those are the ones that I thought perhaps we should look at. Members, can you...
Sorry, Jen.
Yeah.
Higher education and training in relation, not with the relation. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. I don't know if members have anything else in terms of the recommendation. The issues as raised in the question by yourself earlier on around the Bakata Bakata in the community, are you sure that they are covered, no? Even under recommendation. That's the Moses Kotan municipality, under Moses Kotan local municipality. Yeah, Peter Paul is actually referring me to 7.4. Because all these challenges emanate from the sensitive issue. Although I wasn't that sensitive, but I do understand that this issue came as a result of the land issues, land claims that were done around that Mezikotan municipality, and the Sun City management decided to incorporate some of these people, and some traditional leaders took advantage of that and then interacted with the Sun City, and they make the most of that interaction. Yeah, so the dealings with themselves make them personally richer, not the community. So hence the challenges that we find in that area. So now the minister, the COPTA, local provincial department, as I indicated, established committees to deal with that. So the committee is inclusive. Hence I was saying, because I have my blood relations from there. Bakata also. So hence I know the issue there, of the issues there. So I'm able then to relate to this particular issue. So we are saying here the minister or the Department of Economic Development, not in the province. The minister working with the Department of Economic Development in the province should really look into, maybe we need to put also COPTA, because COPTA is in the province, is leading this. So perhaps we need to also put National Department of COPTA. So that they deal with that issue. They try to resolve the issues, the crisis around that area. So I'm not sure whether you are comfortable with how the 7.4 is worded, whether it does respond to the, or cover the issue in the deep-generated area. And I'm looking at him to say whether he is covered by that or he still wants us to enrich that particular paragraph. I'm not making it your personal issue. I know you were raising it for the benefit of the committee, but since you've raised it, I just want to check if you are comfortable with the way you've raised it.
Thank you very much. I think the content advisor and Peter Paul can still put in a few that links to the those major concerns that were raised by the people, particularly the allegation on corruption. Just to find a way to filter it into 7.4, just to enrich it.
Should that include also the mining issues, companies issues? Because there were issues around mining, the challenges that were raised.
Yes, the investments of the authorities there covers a lot of scope. It's mining, other things, and so on. There are many business ventures that are involved there, which the people are complaining about. There's a lot of businesses going on, but they don't know where the monies are going to. So I think a few can come in handy, they just to strengthen 7.4.
Okay, if you recall when we visited the municipality, that we were also briefed about some of the issues there of concern, including that some of the councillors also were involved in, that's why I just didn't want to support it, because councillors were also involved in some of the things. Hence, you saw some of them coming there to always be there with us because of the interest that they had. And those issues of corruption by councillors also, you know, they arose in that in the meeting. So I'm not sure whether we should put all of those issues. Because corruption is corruption. If that is done, it has to be exposed. But how then from our perspective, or how are we going to approach it? Outside how we have put it here. Does it not suffice to say that the interaction around with the local municipality, the mining companies and traditional authorities to resolve challenges as raised, does it not cover? Are you not?
Yes.
Yes, that's very sad. Actually, I know we're dealing with the, what should we say here on the... Yeah, I think the mistake is not to mention those particular issues raised by the deadline under observation under 6.2. And I think we need to expand so that when you deal with the recommendation, it's specifically relating to that. Can we do that so that if you say as mentioned, it's mentioned under observation? Thank you. Thank you. Are we through with page 14, 7.7? We are on page 15, it's 7.7 up to 7.10, I will find. If we find, can we go to conclusion? I mean the conclusion. Something else, right? You still. Thank you. Mr. Atkinson?
First of all, from the confusion, I think it's a lot of it obviously relates to smaller picture stuff, you know, towards supporting people in the industry, you know, people in the tourism industry, the SMEs and the guest houses and that sort of thing. I also think we do need to make a comment about the bigger picture stuff, like the infrastructure and the need for the government to invest in the tourism infrastructure. And think about things like roads, about that airport, and about a number of other things as well. So there does need to be investment, not just in the smaller stuff, you know, the guest houses, but in the bigger stuff, creating an environment to develop tourism and other economic development in the province as well. Because I think the one thing that we did see, I mean, the roads are pretty good, and the highway that we went on to get to San Pedro was very good, the one that went up through Garrett. But so once you go into the back roads, I think there is quite a bit that can be done to develop the infrastructure, you know, particularly that road up in the Vicky as well. That would encourage more tourism. It's just a portrait, you know, we're talking about the presidential infrastructure plan. Maybe suggest the Minister of Economic Development engages with the presidential infrastructure plan to see what more can be invested in that area. To improve the conditions, you know, economic conditions for people of tourism, mining, and various other things as well. But I think what would be nice to have a bigger picture is because speaking about the specific issue that we saw, but also to make a comment about the need to invest in that province on the infrastructure to encourage people to come there.
Thank you. But if you recall, the president said provinces will improve. They are expected to bring in their preference, what they want in as far as infrastructure development in their provinces are concerned. So I think he was sort of inviting provinces to bring, you know, the projects from the provinces in as far as that. But I understand you're talking of tourism infrastructure. I would say, while is the issue of I would say, while yes, we visited the Northwest, but if you look at all other provinces, you do comparison. Northwest is fine. I for instance took a holiday to the Northwest, and I must tell you that I'm impressed with the roads, the tourism, you know, the whole development around the tourism and so forth. I'm quite impressed compared to some other rural provinces, for instance. I think the province has invested a lot into, of course, assisted by the private sector. So they have invested a lot in tourism in that country. And you can see in the road infrastructure is better. It's just that some, like in Madikwe, it's quite a very big project. With something else. So I'm not sure how are we going to put that. I agree with the airport one. We have to, because it serves the whole nation, not only the Northwest. So the road also serves that. But are we only confining that to the Northwest? While we visited Northwest, but we feel it is something that we need to be looking at the national level. Are you agreeing with that?
Yeah, I completely agree that, you know, we need to look at the thing on a national basis. And obviously one of the benefits of the Northwest is the fact that they're so close to the region, the country, and that proximity means that you've got a huge market of people for tourism and that sort of thing. So I think the point that I'm trying to make is that maybe this should be directed more at the Northwest government, but maybe they need to sit down and think along the lines of what they can do to improve things, you know, and make the representation to the national government. But I was just thinking, you know, the fact that you're so close to Johannesburg and Pretoria and other areas of Gauteng, if that road infrastructure could be improved in some way, it might make it even easier for people to get in there, you know. And for the mining industry to operate and all that kind of stuff. The basics of it, I agree with you, there are.
Okay.
But I think more can be done.
So you want us to put that under conclusion?
Yeah.
To add that, what do other members think? That is then?
I support Honourable Atkinson, Chairperson, and I also think that we also need to inform the Sixth Parliament through our report here that as they engage in some of this oversight issues, the focus should not just be on businesses as such, you know. There should also be an opportunity to go and look, for instance, at the schools and at the hospitals, because business should also impact in real terms on the lives of the people. Should be able to go to the schools, look at the toilets and so on, and see how the children are. That is for. So I support the.
Note in particular that we went there for economic infrastructure, not social infrastructure. So I think the social infrastructure is something that I think other committees should look. I know that integrated development is very important. But then maybe to address the issue, we need to look at the corporate social investment issue. We might say what they use with their profits to empower the community, it's very important that they look into this issue. Can you, are you covered with that? Okay. Any other matter? Okay, can you go back to the areas where we said we needed to beef up? Come up with it. 5.4, yes. Okay, let's take a screen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was suggesting that in light of the views that were expressed, that to give this balanced picture in terms of, for instance, 5.4, the cultural museum, that we then add a line at the end which is going to say, for instance, that having regard to the objectives of the museum, and the reason we are going there is because we want to amend our commentary. For instance, those objectives are preservation, and we will not go back to them and itemize. They are conservation, preservation of the heritage, promotion of cultural education, tourism attraction, which is very critical. So having regards to those, now the committee noted information that came forward about allegations of corruption that were leveled at the traditional leader. And these have got a negative impact on the realization of some of these objectives. For instance, the issue of tourism attraction, if there is that instability caused by the allegations, the issues between the communities and traditional leaders. So we put that as a point so that we can come back to it at a later stage. I was giving up the view and saying that we should be specific where it talks to traditional leaders that we involve COPTA. In our recommendation, we then say COPTA should lead that process of engaging the traditional leaders in those communities. Of course, working with the provincial departments and other entities, for example, within the House of Traditional Leaders, there are a number of stakeholders there.
There you are. Are you satisfied? You're fine. As long as you are happy, we just need to add that recommendation. Although we made a sort of a global kind of a recommendation, we should now go specific to this particular one on the cultural museum. Should we? That is the NIC, sir?
Yes,
sir. Okay. Thank you. This then brings us to the end of our report consideration. I'm taking that we've made a lot of amendments, and we were all here when we made those amendments. And we're confident that and trust that our support staff will effect those amendments accordingly, as they normally do. May we then come to a conclusion whether we do support the report or we with those amendments or not. Any recommendation? Ma'am Fuller, do you adopt it with those amendments? A proposal is put. Any second? Mr. Atkinson, I can see you consulting the way you wanted to. You'll support the report, but you don't want to adopt. second report. Okay. Yeah, that consultation was important to you, I think. So. Any seconder? The fifth one is seconding. Then the report is adopted with the amendment. We expect, as usual, this time on time, Peter Paul, to circulate the report with amendments to all of us. We have a very short report from the Western Cape, oversight, with about 6 pages, not even a quarter of a page. And the next one, yes, you may be, you're coming back, I guess. Remember we have?
Yes.
Okay. Can you could quickly look at that? We have a break. I'll give ourselves about 5 minutes just to go through this. Not quite a big report. Very straightforward. Two issues. Sheraton and K9. If you look at that after the 2 minutes break. Just a comfort break, come back, and we go straight into the report.
That's why I'm going to
Thank you. Thank you.
How the whole visit impacted on the work of the committee. Page 2. Page 4, remember that we also dealing with the committee observation. There's a heading there that says the need for government position on local procurement to be realized. We have a social accord on localization, and it's important that we make that a norm for all businesses that are supported by government to comply with that norm. Page 5.3, recruitment strategy and youth empowerment. Development. Page 5, company ownership and employee involvement. Are we fine? That's with regards to Sheraton. It's important that we note also that okay. It's not just IT's investment. I think I'm talking about our intervention, government intervention. Okay, what you call it? To revive those, it's an intervention by government to revive companies that are on distress. Yes. It's not just an investment. It must be clear that Sheraton was one of the companies in distress. And the intervention by government through IDC made it possible for, I think those are the facts that we need to put, because that's a program, government that has developed, the intervention program the government has developed. And I'm saying in the heading, it shouldn't just be the, under 5.1, we should include that. If members agree. Huh? 5.1. Yeah. Because if you say IDC investment, you'll be like it's like any other IDC investment. This is a company that was not doing well. It was under distress, and it was then released by government through IDC. Yeah. Is that clear?
Just wondering why on page 4, and that was in the paragraph above the committee observations. It's on page 4, it's just above the committee observations. So I know we're in committee observations at the moment. But
before observations?
Yeah, just in the paragraph before observations. You see like a company's managing director, Mr. Sazia Adi, and the financial director. I'm not sure why we give their ages, why that would be important. Because they're neither young nor old. So, you know, if they're 18, then the fact that they're in there, they're 40.
That's the reason why they're in there.
Yeah. Okay. What do you say, guys? Do you agree?
Yeah,
we do agree. Thanks, sir. Okay. Although this has tended to be a trend worldwide. Oh yeah, worldwide. Yeah, okay. Okay, thanks, Robert. Can you go back to page 5? Company ownership and employee involvement. We dealt with that one, yeah. On K9, fully owned, not fully. Yeah. Is it not important that we mention those challenges? For instance, with Woolworths. The compliance, very strict compliance that they had to, that those challenges made them who they are today. But if they had not gone through those challenges, they wouldn't be as strong as they are. So the importance of capacity building and also empowerment. Okay, thank you. The recommendation? The next chair? We're running out of time. Recommendation? Is it about the strengthening of local procurement policies, or is it about implementation, monitoring of the implementation of those policies? So the policy is quite clear. Yes, it's more of adherence
and
implementation. Is that something?
Just an interesting point to that. The only reason why I had to leave the committee early last week was that my colleague in trade ministry asked me to attend that meeting because there was no DA representation there. And the Auditor General was talking about this whole issue of local procurement, and they were just saying how badly compliant it is, when they audit people for to get the advantage of local procurement, it's very badly adhered to by people out there. So I think this would be a very good recommendation to talk about the adherence to the laws around local procurement, because that is a major issue.
Yeah, I don't think the policy strength is here. We need to talk about adherence and compliance. Okay, and then Hulu?
Maybe around that, I don't know, I'm just thinking about it. To say that there are contracts or before the money goes up, you might see that clause that talks about it, because now we know that it's there. Our policy establishment. But when we get into agreement in terms of funding, IDC giving funding, maybe the clause of local should be clear that no one should be having a reason not to adhere to or implement. It should be part of the contract that is taken in the end.
Yeah, I think that was, I thought it was incorporated into the, if not, maybe we should put it like that into the bidding process. But then the issue is, if I give you money as DFI, and I don't have a side track, it becomes a problem. That's why I think it's shortened by saying these two departments must ensure that issues of adherence and compliance, adherence, and implementation are looked into. Because if they don't do that, if we say we put it like that, then they make sure that in every area of their work, that is incorporated. Are we okay?
Yes.
Are we agreeing with the rest of the recommendation?
Conclusion. can follow.
Paragraph number 3,
not paragraph, thank you. Number 3, the committee request of this perspective. I don't know, can you make parliament over to me about? I don't see that somewhere.
Yeah, we should just say the 6th parliament.
The committee request of the 6th parliament. To ensure that recommendations are implemented and to keep close track of the support of the they find that over and above as well.
Otherwise, are we comfortable with the whole report? And we'll be proud to adopt it. Can we do so? There's a proposal. Mr. Simpson, Mem Fulu is the second in. Thank you very much. We have the minutes of the 19th of February, where we were looking at the legacy report, quite straightforward. We were just tabling a report there. And if we agree, page 1, everybody attended? Except Ms. Atkinson, who was not there that day. Any more thoughts, if we agree?
Sorry, Chair.
I have a good evening. Oh, before that.
Complete by unpleasant.
Come again?
Unpleasant.
Yes.
I see. Honorable opinion is not an MP. Alala, NPS.
Which report? We are on a wrong report. We are on the 19th of February. Yeah, we'll come to that one. I can see on that one beginning is not an you've been unseated by Peter Paul, so
I have been informed.
Any mover and second? Thank you. Bapigmin is moving for the adoption. Ma'am, for the second, thank you. Can we move on to the next one, to the 5th of March? Yes, 26th of February. So we're deliberating on the legacy report, page 1. Page 2. If you are done with the reading, I'll appreciate if you indicate. Are we done? Okay, what are we saying? Are we fine with page 2? Yes. Are Are we happy?
Sorry, sir.
Yes, sir. Babu Seven.
Bullet one.
Bullet one, yeah.
I'm trying to understand why the last sentence is having a capital M. Must be accommodated somewhere. Why is not part of the whole sentence?
Yeah, I think the typing. Because after every full stop, then automatically puts a capital. Yeah. Thanks, Babu Sela, for that. Otherwise, do you agree with the issue as it is? Are you sure those are the areas covered and the way it is covered in the report?
Yes.
Thank you. Page 3. I'll appreciate the second remover. And the second. Babu, pick any more?
Motion.
Any second, Member Lewis, second, thank you. The minutes of the 5th of March. Page 1. Are you agreeing with all the amendments as put? You can't go and change the legacy report. You can't change that legacy report.
Mm-hmm.
If this were not included, God is God. Alright. Page 3. I need just to look at the matters arising. That is the last. Any adoption? Any mover for the adoption of the minutes of the 5th of March? Mempulo move. Any seconder? Babu Piginini? Thank you. The master attendance register. Yeah, you need to implement this report. It's important. Did you circulate the final report?
Yes, sir, sir, we can share that the amendments that we are making from this report on the two reports and that particular report and the master attendance is the same. It should be for that one.
Okay. The minutes of this meeting will also tell you that it will be considered by the 6th Parliament. we'll ask you that question again. All right. As you heard, Peter Paul says that master attendance register and the final amended report will be. The final report is adopted with amendments. We'll also be circulated together. Okay, I hope that is done, and members, please look at those to look at them and then make your comments on the attendance register if you feel you're not satisfied. Members, thank you so much. It was a marathon, but very necessary. Let me use this opportunity to really thank you all from the bottom of my heart. I didn't write any speech. But I thought it's important that we thank you. You know, I personally reflected on the whole 5 years. They're quite a long and short at the same time, 5 years.
very entertaining, and having joined by the EFF and the DA was sort of, you know, shaken a bit, and they had to do their work, make sure that they do their work, and they make us to account, and they were very observant in whatever we do. And I must admit that we were a bit shaken too, because we had also to pay much attention to the reaction of the DA through the EFF. And to me it was quite a very good change. Change sometimes is not a nice thing, but if you accept that and you embrace change, it can also be a very good thing. It can be good in a way that it empowers you, it also strengthens you, it shows you your weaknesses, and it's then up to you whether you want to change or you want to stick to the old ways of doing things. I really thought through this process one has grown, and you know, in terms of understanding the myself, understanding the work that I'm doing, and also really in terms of interpersonal relations, I think I'm a much more richer person than I was in 2014. And that is through your collective interaction with myself and as a collective too. So I really, from the bottom of my heart, would like to thank each and every one of you for the role that you've played personally in my life and also in the work of the committee. Yes, we might be coming from different political parties, raised from different homes and so forth, but at the end of the day, we are South Africans, and we are all looking at ensuring that our people's lives get better. So, at the end of the day, we are human beings. We still have to interact, even outside the presence of Parliament and outside our own organizations, because we it's from different parties, but it's still human beings. And human beings have to interact. Human beings are also part of a particular community. We might be coming from the same community. We might be coming from different communities, but with the same, you know, interest in the same interest in particular issues and so forth. So, yes, some of us are not coming back, but that doesn't mean that we won't cross paths somewhere. So we still want to say, you know, if we cross those paths somewhere else, we should still be able to say, hi, how are you, how have you been, and maybe share a cup of coffee or tea. That relationship. We've created those relations and they are there to stay. So that's what shows us we are human beings. We are different from, you know, the other types of animals. So hence I'm saying thank you so much. I really appreciate this friendship, being my colleagues, and also some of you being beyond my colleagues. And please, we need to look beyond the partisan. We must look at ourselves first as human beings. And yes, because we are from different parties, engaged on issues, not on personalities, not the personal issues. Yes, because I'm working, I have to put food on the table for my kids and my family. Yes, I have to do that, sir. But outside that, I'm still your fellow human being. So thank you so much, because we showed that in this committee. We showed that through our study tours, oversight tours, and so forth. I really valued those times a lot, because that gave me an opportunity to understand each and every one of you beyond being a politician, but understanding who Patrick Atkinson is. It's very important, because if you know who you are, who the next person is, you'll be able to relate better to that person, because you understand that that person is a human being like you. That person has kids, has ambitions more than anything else, has family, has a loved one, just like you. And therefore you then begin to treat that person differently. So thank you so much to my ANC colleagues. I think we'll have a space where we will still do that even more, because I think the Parliament has given us an opportunity to do that, so we'll still do that. But for the purposes of this meeting and this particular moment, allow me to say to each and every one of you, thank you. To the staff, I know Ubabu Chinga. Is it the right person? Chinga. Yes. You joined us late. I didn't understand how things happen. I still don't understand. But what I liked about you, you just came in and did your work. And Gerald, you forgot about any other things and you focused on what you are here for. To me, that shows that you are a real person, a real human being in the church. Because otherwise, if you had come here and involved yourself in things that you're not supposed to do, then you would have shown your weaknesses more than your strength. So thank you so much for that. I don't know you well. You don't know me well. You don't know any of the members well. Would have loved to have known you better. But the short stint we had with you, I just want to appreciate that. Otherwise, wouldn't have really produced this legacy report. I know you had difficulties, but you didn't focus on that. You just focused on doing your job. Really, that's many more than you have done. Thank you so much. Peter Paul, I don't know what to say. This young man is like my child also. You know, I took that responsibility to you know, the relation he has, he when he has frustration, he talks. Anything he talks. And I'm happy that we're ending it on that note, because every one of my staff, where I come from, that's the type of relationship we have. That's why up to today they can be able to call me, they can be able to, you know, tell me anything. They even tell me up to the point where when they get promoted, the first person they call is me to say, I'm promoted and so forth. That's the type of relationship I create with the people I work with. So thank you so much, Peter Paul. You came in at a time when we really were struggling with this committee. We could not even produce minutes. That's how difficult it was. But he came in, and he came in as a boy, if I were to say, as a man in the committee. And he wanted to, he put his ego before anything else, but he learned in the process that collective work is important. And if I were to really just read off few of the things, I will be the committee wants me to be. And difficult times, yes, but most of the time they're quite sad. And I'm happy that he is who he is. And it's important to accept the person as he is. And Peter Paul is very good, I must be honest. One of the people that you wouldn't mind even taking to the next level, because he does it, when he focuses on his job, he does his job. Well, I think he's seeing the type of reports he gets, he's seeing the types of minutes he gets. He really puts time to his work. I've been encouraging him to do certain things he doesn't really know. He has promised me to do certain things, and that's how he's willing to learn and to be advised. And our relationship has been mother to some kind of a relationship. And I'm happy that I met him, and where we are. I really want to also thank the other secretaries here. They tried, I must say, they tried under difficult situations, just that we are not the same as human beings. So, Peter Paul, thank you. Thank you for being there in the bottom of my heart. Philip, I don't know also what to say. the PLO of the ministry. You're not supposed to be as close to us as you are. But I must say, Philip, you are always handy. I think you've developed a relationship with each and every member of this committee. And I must say they value you so much. You are able to, you know, come in, you know, and close the gap wherever there are gaps. And I know that Mr. Atkinson wouldn't know some of the things that you're doing because we wouldn't allow him to know. As a PLO of the minister, really, I think you are an asset. And I really don't have words to thank you. You've made some of our work very easy, lighter. Where we would be having stress, you just came in and then, you know, wiped out away all those worries and so forth. Really, thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. That's my other daughter also. My other child that I've adopted. We even communicate beyond that. Thank you so much, Sophie. Yes. Zelda, thank you for... I'll always remember you from not this committee, but outside. I think we'll have time to do that next time. Thank you so much for now. We'll have plenty of time to do that. Lastly, to my other daughter, Venetia. She doesn't talk much. She's quite a little bit reserved somehow. But we do talk. I do talk to her. And she's become part of my family, actually. And yeah. I've been with Felicia since I came here, 2009, till today. I still remember the first day she was introduced to me by Khadija. I just said, why Khadija? Because she's Anna Coleman, then she brings me a colored lady. I said that to myself. I didn't know what it meant, but I really enjoyed this, the whole 10 years with me. You know you're part of my family. You are known by every member of my family. That's and I really value you. Thank you so much. Thank you so, so much. She came in also in those areas where I fell short. And she would just come in there. And thank you so much, Vinci. You know the rest. I'm not going to say all of those things. Before I said it here, let me just end there. Thank you all. I know Masoko, you are part of Umamfula. You just joined us, Umamfula and Masoko. Masoko has been there also for a time. And we really appreciate her. And I know that all members do know her and appreciate her. Your family will know it. It's always there for us. And thank you. PMG, we've been having different people here. So I don't know what to say to you, but let me thank you really for being in the committee. Most of you are youngsters coming in to learn for Parliament and how to cover the work of the of Parliament, and I know you assist a lot, especially in the ATC section and also the communication section. You do assist. You also assist members who really do not know what was happening in the previous meetings. You are able to come in handy through the minutes and the recordings that you do. Thank you so much for the work, and I hope that you've learned something from this committee. As you frequent the committee, you're also learning something, because the main aim is to bring you these people that would also share knowledge with you. So thank you so much for covering us as the committee. Remember, we could go as much as we could according to our ability. We could have done better, but I don't regret and don't regret. This is how far we could go, and this is how much we could cover. Circumstances actually allowed us to be where we are today. If things were according to, you know, the way you wanted things to be, we could have even impacted more to the work. So what I like is that our relationship with the department is good, our relationship with our stakeholders is good, and that's what is needed. The work that you've done, the questions that you asked, the input you made, you know, through your comments and so forth, really strengthened each and every of our, every stakeholder that we interacted with. And speak up to you. Thanks so much. Are there any responses? Just to say, Mary.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Chair. It seems strange actually thinking back to that day 5 years ago in the conference room when we elected you as Chair, and how that really feels like almost yesterday, and how much of the committee we have achieved in a portfolio that actually is very important for the country. I mean, economic development is really one of the prime drivers of what the government needs to be doing, and is probably one of a matter of prime importance in this country. We'd like to thank you for your chairing of the committee, and I'd like to thank all of my colleagues from the ANC, and everyone else who's formed part of the committee and the staff as well. Thanks for all your hard work. I really appreciate that. And it's been a very interesting journey, but I think the one thing that I've really appreciated is the fact that Parliament has done its best to educate us as well. You know, that issue where we took to Pretoria University to go and do the course in international economics just before we went to Malaysia. There's been a lot that's been done to skill us up to be better people, and I certainly feel that from a personal point of view, I certainly feel that I've gained a lot in the last 5 years from everyone here and from everything that's been done for us to make us better politicians, better people, better able to serve the people of South Africa. So just from my point of view, I'd like to say thank you, and to wish everyone well wherever they may be on the 9th of May, whether they're here or somewhere else. But just from my own personal perspective, just a very big thank you, and to wish everyone all the very best. Thank you.
Thank you.
None of you. Okay, that is then. Our president. All right. Speaking in. discover. Mayor Mfula? You're fine. Finish it? Huh? Babu Chinku? You're fine. Babu Chapo? You're fine. Okay. Thank you so much, the meeting center team. We are meeting at for lunch. Can you give us the direction?
Yeah. No members will just meet in the room next door. I completely forgot the name. But really thank you. Yeah. The lunch is ready.
Sorry, I'm not guys. Didn't realize that.